Hud one, hud two, it's time to go. We come through on fourth and inches and won't stop until we score. Had the game ahead locked and put it in the figure four. We ain't worried about a hater, baby, we just build and grow. The Joe and Joey show, football, b-ball fights, pick a topic. Like Khabib on his run, yeah, they tried but couldn't stop us. Watch us, yeah, we rockin', hot as Puerto Rico, we the wave. Go on and place your bets, check the over-under, we the fade. Yeah. It's no debate, we the greatest, but we debating your favorites greater. Raising points of discussion, then we push it. Feeling like Michael Jordan with the Bulls. Feeling like I'm about to rage, KG with the Timberwolves. I'm getting pulled in all kinds of directions. To the game, yeah, you know that that's the best one. So just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show, Joe and Joey on the ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite sports podcast, The Joe and Joey Show. We are on absolute fire. Just hit 1 million views on the YouTube.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man, congratulations. I'm your co-host, Joey Diaz. Of course, we have our other co-host, Joe, today. We're on absolute fire, right?
Yes, sir.
1.4 million views on the YouTube. I mean, that's amazing, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But today on the show, we are going to be talking about the NFL draft. We just watched the first round. Amazing draft. I love the draft this year.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best drafts ever, honestly. Yep.
Most quarterbacks ever taken, I believe, in the first round. Amazing draft. Let's start with the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams. Chicago got it right.
Yeah, I think Chicago got it right, man. I mean, Caleb Williams, you turn on the tape, he's the most talented, right? The only thing I will say about Caleb Williams that worries me a little bit is the mental. He's a little fruity, if you want to say it like that.
I will say we were bamboozled because we thought Caleb Williams didn't paint his nails. But after further investigation, he had his pinky painted.
Pinky painted, pink phone, crying in the stands. You know, a little weird, kind of a weird guy, but hey, if he can play, he can play. And that's what the Bears are banking on.
At this point, he's going with the troll arc. That's like his brand now. Because the NFL fans are very upset with Caleb, right? All the antics, the crying, the nails, the phone. And then he's coming after the fans, right? Saying that, oh, your mom likes the nails, your mom likes the phone. So that's his whole shtick. He's going to be the villain. He's going to be the troll. That's what he's going for.
Yep.
But as long as he can play, it doesn't matter, right? And overall, I believe, in my opinion, he is the best quarterback in the draft. So I think Chicago made the right choice, the player with the most upside in the draft, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Chicago needed this, a fresh start, you know, moving on from Justin Fields to get Caleb Williams now. They have plans. Chicago has plans to build like a new billion-dollar stadium, you know, at a perfect time. You got the number one pick and a generational talent coming in. So. Yeah. I think he's going to be put in a situation to succeed. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, like DeAndre Swift.
And Rome Odunziehe, they drafted with the 9th overall pick. So the Chicago Bears aren't messing around. They're going full offensive barrage. Have tackles they drafted from the previous 2 years. Rome Odunziehe, like you're saying, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet. They're not effing around anymore. They want to win in Chicago.
And I think Caleb Williams is the number one pick because we were talking about it earlier. I think the way he reads defenses is really second to none in this draft. You know, the other quarterbacks have the upside and the athletic ability, but I think he just sees the game a little bit differently than these other prospects, and that's what's going to separate him.
Yeah, and it's hard to judge Caleb from last year, right? Because he had no defense, he had no O-line, his receivers were sus, no running game. It was Caleb or bust. And the year before when he won the Heisman, we saw that he was able to carry a team, right? Great record, great stats. You give him a number one receiver, which he's going to have in Chicago, that he had at USC with Jordan Addison. And then he had a decent offensive line, decent defense, and he was able to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
So to me, it was a no-brainer. Caleb Williams was the number one overall pick. He's the best quarterback outside the pocket. And apparently, the best quarterbacks in today's NFL are moving outside the pocket and making plays happen, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. So I believe the Bears got it right here. As long as Caleb Williams doesn't act like a complete idiot in Chicago, I think he's going to succeed.
Yeah, and I think the city of Chicago is going to embrace him. You know, the people there, Chicago's a really tough city, but they're not like the Philly fans where it's like you're either how we want you to be and you're tough and we don't put up with any of this BS. Mm-hmm. Chicago, I don't think it's going to really be like that with him. They're going to support him. They're going to have his back as long as he performs on the field. So I think it's a good situation for him. I think he's going to do well.
Overall grade for Chicago, I give them an A-. I love the Caleb Williams pick. The Roma Dunzie pick, I wasn't a huge fan of. I think they could have gone somewhere else. That pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you already have two wide receivers and a tight end. I think they could have went in a little different direction there. They could have got defense or offensive line to help Caleb Williams. But you draft the best player in the draft. So overall, I give him an A-.
I agree.
All right, moving on to the second pick, Washington Commanders drafting Jaden Daniels. We don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to start right away. They brought in Marcus Mariota. What are your thoughts on the Jaden Daniels pick?
I like the pick. It was between him and Drake May. I'm high on Penix as well, but I think Jaden Daniels, after having the season he had at LSU, you know, Lamar Jackson-like numbers, I think it was a no-brainer for them. If I'm Washington Commanders, I'm not starting him. I might start him the second half of the season of his rookie year, but I don't think there's any need to throw him into the fire. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys are still the supreme of that division. Washington's not going to benefit from throwing him out there and possibly getting hurt in the, you know, first half of his career. So I like the pick. You know, Washington's in rebuild mode. I think Dan Quinn's going to rebuild the defense. Let Jaden Daniels kind of sit and watch for a little bit, and we'll see. But, you know, the only thing that worries me with him is his frame.
Skinny.
You know, he's skinny, he's tall, but, he doesn't have big shoulders. I don't think there's much meat to put on those bones.
Got to feed that boy some steaks, man. Get that man in the weight room and feed him some steaks.
You know, I think the problem he'll have is he doesn't like to slide. He's kind of like Lamar Jackson. He's just a football player.
He gets hit a lot.
He gets hit a lot, and he's not big, so that's really concerning. But the talent is obviously there.
They say he's 190 pounds. I don't believe so. If he's soaking wet, he might weigh. He's not 190 pounds, in my opinion. I'm not a huge fan of the pick. I'm a Drake May guy over Jaden Daniels. Listen, I respect what Jaden Daniels did in college, but he had amazing wide receivers. I mean, he had Malik Nabers, generational talent, and then he had the other guy, Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
Bro, the guy's 6'3", ran a 4'3", and Nabers ran a 4'3". I could have won. I couldn't have won the Heisman, but, I mean, you could have thrown any good quarterback in there, and they probably would have succeeded and had huge numbers.
I mean, Thomas looked like Randy Moss on film.
Bro, he looked better than Nabers on the tape. So, yeah. I mean, and this guy, he was throwing a lot of 50-50 balls, and he was underthrowing players if you watch the tape on Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
I believe you have to rebuild the offense, kind of like an RPO, Lamar Jackson-style offense. I believe that's why they brought in Mariota, too, because it's kind of similar, the scheme that they're both going to run. I'm not a huge fan of the pick, but they needed to go quarterback here, so I understand the pick. I would give the Commanders a B for this pick. What would you give them?
Yeah, I'd give them like a B-.
B-? So you're not a huge fan of the pick either.
Yeah, I think it's solid. It's an overall solid pick, but if they would have went Drake May there, I wouldn't be mad at that. Me personally, I might have. It's 50-50 with me because I think Jaden Daniels is more polished and ready now. Not that Drake May's not, but I think the upside with Drake May
is
I think he has the most upside out of anybody in the quarterback class.
Amazing upside. I mean, Jaden Daniels is going into a better position than Drake May. The Commanders' roster is better. The Patriots' roster is awful. I think that's the worst situation any quarterback could have went to.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel for Drake May. But Jaden Daniels, I don't know if he's going to start from day one. They'll probably start Mariota. But when he does get in there, he got a little bit of weapons. You got Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin. So you got a little bit to work with there, but
yeah,
it's not the best situation either. But let's move on to the New England Patriots. They draft Drake May. I think it's a very good pick. I give him an A for the selection. Don't know if he's going to start from day one either. He might need a year, maybe 2 years. But I give him an A, and he's got, like you were saying, I think he has the second most upside after Caleb Williams. Drake May's a complete stud, can make every throw. Monster mega arm, 6'4", 240. He's got the size, got the arm. He might be a little, you know, he needs a little seasoning. So I would sit him for a year. There's no weapons there in New England. So if you throw him in there, he's going to get killed in a tough division. Sit him a year. Let him learn. I don't think they need to rush him in there. They're not going to win anything this year, even if they do put him in there. So, yeah, I give him an A. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's a home run pick for them. I'm kind of torn on this one because the difference between Drake May and, you know, Jaden Daniels is Drake May has the frame to take a beating and maybe, you know, who knows how good this kid could be right out of the gate because he has the physical tools to play at the next level. But the only issue with New England is, you know, this team is completely different. We don't know, like, this is the only team where we don't know what anything is going to look like.
Yep.
Under a new head coach, Belichick's gone after, what, 20-plus years. Brady's gone. Robert Kraft is, the owner is, you know, on his way out. He's old. So is he going to get the support from the GM, from the coach, to kind of build the roster? I think with Drake May, you want to even keep him involved with the front office. Be like, hey, you're our top five pick. We're building this team around you. Who do you want to pick up? Who, you know, keep him involved. But I think he has the frame and the body to endure a beating on day one if you want to, you know, toughen him up and harden him up.
But I think the worst thing that New England can do is rush him out there. That's the worst thing you could do to this kid. If you throw him out there in a tough division with the Dolphins, right, with the Buffalo Bills, who have proven to win the division every single year, and a Jets team that, if healthy, potentially can make the playoffs, you're going to destroy the kid's confidence. You don't need to rush this kid out there. You don't have any weapons for him. The team is in full rebuild mode. You need to be patient with this kid. If they throw him out there, they could destroy him on day one. So I would pump the brakes, right? You know, let it develop naturally. You know, rebuild the roster. Let's see if Gerard Mayo is even a good coach. This guy could fucking suck from day one. So don't, if I'm Kraft, I'm telling Gerard Mayo, bro, don't throw this kid out there on day one. Let him learn, right? Because he's going to get killed, honestly. So no receivers, running backs are mid, they're sus at best. So don't rush this at all. You're in full tank rebuild mode. You lost Tom Brady, lost Bill Belichick. This is full rebuild mode.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say. You know, the line could be decent for them. You know, they signed Onwenu. You know, they got guys. I don't know if David Andrews is still there at center, but they've got some pieces. To me, if there is one guy that you're going to throw into the fire, this is the guy because he has the body and the physical tools to endure that. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how the Patriots do.
A lot of it's mental, though. So if you throw the kid out there with no weapons and, you know, tough division, you could destroy Buddy. So I would wait on it, honestly. You don't need to rush it. So they're going to suck regardless either way this year, the Patriots. Yeah. So
you can tank again and get another top three pick next year and draft a receiver or, you know, a tackle to protect him.
Bro, this guy's working with Kendrick Bourne, DeMario Douglas, and KJ Osborne as his starting receiver. Come on, man. Like, you can't throw the kid out there with that. And Ramondre Stevenson, he's whatever, you know? I mean, you're going to throw him out there with that? Like, that's tough, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't throw him out there with that. You know, I would sit him. They have Jacoby Brissett, right? You don't have to throw Bailey Zappe out there anymore. Throw veteran in there. Throw Jacoby Brissett. Manageable starter. You guys are going to suck either way, so let him learn.
Yep.
That's what I would do. But let's move on to the fourth pick, Arizona Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., our favorite player in the draft. The Cardinals is the only right pick they could have made, right?
Yep.
Marvin Harrison, they have no wide receivers. Got to get a wide receiver for Kyler Murray. They lost Marquise Brown. A+.
Yeah, A+. I mean, we all know what Marvin Harris, just the name, Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, his dad was a smaller guy, 5'11", not very big. Marvin Harrison Jr. is 6'3", you know, big body, can do everything, run routes, catch jump balls, 50-50 balls. It's a home run pick for Arizona.
Home run.
And now they have something. They have something to build on.
Home run, not much to say there. I mean,
yeah,
it's the pick speaks for itself, right?
Yep.
So let's move on. One of my, this was probably my second or third favorite pick in the entire draft. Number 5 pick, Los Angeles Chargers, take tackle Joe Alt. I'm giving this an A+. The coach's name, Harbaugh. Is doing an amazing job. He's not hitting the panic button. He's not re-signing old, slow guys that are going to be way overpaid. He's rebuilding how he wants to rebuild. Get a generational tackle for Justin Herbert. Most important thing you can do, protect the franchise, protect Justin Herbert. I think Harbaugh is doing an excellent job. Now you have two potentially Pro Bowl generational tackles with Justin Herbert. You know, they drafted a wide receiver in the first round last year, Quentin Johnson. Maybe he could turn it around with a great coach in Harbaugh. I mean, I think he's doing an amazing job. So, and I could see the Chargers competing for the division next year. I'm not saying they're going to beat Kansas City, but I think they can come in second over the Raiders and the Broncos.
It's, you know, maybe sneak into the playoffs. Who knows? Yeah,
for sure. Harbaugh's going to turn this shit around quick.
Yeah, very quick. I agree, man. I think it's a great pick. You know, when we were watching the draft, I said, you know, Joe Alt's, I guarantee he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think that's the truth. Yeah. You know, Harbaugh knows him. You know, Michigan, Notre Dame, they play all the time. So
A+?
Yeah, A+.
A+.
6'9", 330 pounds or however big he is, protecting your, you know, your all-pro quarterback. So
yeah, I love the pick. Amazing pick.
It's Harbaugh. That's the Harbaughs, they play one way, and it starts up front in the trenches. I got to throw Notre Dame some love real quick, you know.
Yeah, you're a Notre Dame fan, so you love the pick.
Yeah, so anytime a Notre Dame lineman is drafted in the top 10, it's a guaranteed, pretty much all pro. Zach Martin, Ronnie Stanley, Mike McGlinchey.
Except for Liam Eichenberg.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a top 10 pick, but he's the guy.
This is the guy. You're guaranteeing this is the guy.
Yep.
All right. We'll revisit this next year when Joel blows his ACL out. No, I'm kidding.
Some people try to go contrarian. Like, I saw a couple people on Twitter being like, oh, I don't know, Joel, maybe he's not the guy. This is the guy.
Yeah, shut your mouth. Joel is the guy.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh. Jim
knows
Harbaugh.
What he's doing.
Is it Jim or John? I always get their names mixed up.
Jim.
Jim Harbaugh. I mean, the guy just won a national championship. He's been to a Super Bowl. This guy knows what he's doing, right? So, great pick. A+. Next pick, New York Giants select Malik Nabers. They could have went quarterback. They could have went tackle. They could have went defense. Looks like they're going to ride out one more year of Daniel Jones, give him a number one option, see what he can do, right? Under the, God, I forget the guys, Daboll. Under the Daboll head coaching, I guess, legacy so far. They made the playoffs one year, sucked the next year. You know what? They're going to see what they have with Daniel Jones. This is his last shot. They draft him a number one receiver. I think this guy's going to be great. Malik Nabers ran a 4.3. I give the pick A-. What do you give it?
Yeah, I'm at about a B+. Only reason I say that is because they have so many holes and they could have went in so many different directions. But
I do like how they didn't reach for a quarterback, though. They didn't reach for Knicks. They didn't reach for J.J. McCarthy. Arguably, you could have went Penix here. I mean, you were Penix fans.
Yep.
But they didn't like any of them, so they didn't reach. So I like that about this pick.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait till we get to Penix. But I thought he would have been a good fit there. But, you know, Malik Nabers, you're getting the number one receiver. We said he looked like Ja'Marr Chase on film. He's faster than Ja'Marr Chase. He has the same build.
Yep.
Is he going to be as good? No, because Joe Burrow's not throwing
him
the ball.
You can't say that. He might be as good.
But Joe Burrow's throwing the ball to Ja'Marr Chase. Mm-hmm. So the stats, he might be as good, but the stats
his measurables, right, are better than Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah. I mean, he pops. When you watch the film, they put it side by side, Ja'Marr Chase film and Malik Nabers film. Malik Nabers is way more explosive.
Yeah. Maybe not as polished as of a route runner as Chase, but he can get there. I mean, this guy's got all the tools.
Yeah, I think, man, he's a stud. The Giants filled one of their holes. It's a great pick for them, but I don't see them doing very well again this year.
No. Could be a long-term pick, though.
Yeah.
So I like the pick, A-.
Yep.
Seventh overall pick, Tennessee Titans. Select tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama to protect Will Levis. I like the pick a lot. They needed to go tackle here to protect their future franchise in Will Levis. You know, you already got him help in the skill positions. Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, Tajay Spears. The obvious pick here was to go tackle, protect Will Levis. I like it. Therefore, I give it an A.
Yeah, I think it's a great pick.
And you can't go wrong with an Alabama tackle. Can't.
For the most part. The Raiders.
That's true. That's true.
The Raiders, you know, Alex Leatherwood a couple years ago, and they had Henry Ruggs and all this stuff.
There's those outliers, but more times than not, they're pretty solid.
No, I know what you're saying. Anytime you get a Nick Saban guy, then you're pretty much in good hands. I think Tennessee's interesting, man. I think because, you know, they moved on from Derrick Henry now. Mike Vrabel's gone. What is their identity going to be? They go out and sign Calvin Ridley. They go out and sign Tony Pollard. So they want to ramp up this offense. They saw what Will Levis did to the Dolphins on Monday Night Football last year. They think that Will Levis is the guy, and you got to bring in somebody that can protect him. They drafted a lineman last year.
6'7", 343. It's a big-ass lineman.
Tank. He's a tank.
Big-ass lineman.
And don't sleep on the Titans, man. They're building something here, you know, with what they got. Give Will Levis another year or two and check back. You might be surprised.
So what's your grade?
I give him like an A.
I give him an A also. Good job, Tennessee.
Because you can put him right tackle, left tackle, you can put him at guard, wherever you want to put him.
Yep. Moving on to the eighth pick. Surprise of the draft. Atlanta Falcons. Everybody thought they were going to take defense. They take Michael Penix. We are Michael Penix fans. We love Michael Penix. This was interesting to see live. A lot of the NFL commentators, Mel Kiper, all those guys were like, I don't know if this was the pick. This was a great pick, in my opinion. You don't know how much Kirk Cousins has left in the tank. Was hurt last year. He's not going to be around for much longer, 2-3 years. Draft his replacement, right? Draft the guy that can sling the freaking rock, and Michael Penix can sling it.
Better than anybody.
I love the pick. He's my number three quarterback over Jaden Daniels, so I love the pick. I'm giving the Falcons an A, man. It's a quarterback league, and you could potentially have a winner here. I give him an A.
I give him an A+ too, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll pump the brakes on an A+ because of his injury history. But you know, a lot of people think Michael Penix has the best arm in the draft. Like,
guy's got an amazing arm.
Does he read defenses better than Caleb Williams? And does he throw on the run better than Caleb Williams? Probably not, but as far as like pure arm talent, I think Penix is the guy in this draft.
And he played fine last year. He had one bad game versus Michigan. Michigan beat everybody last year. They had a great team, great head coach, great defense. He'll give the kid a break, bro. Like,
and it's not like his throws were completely off in that game. They were like split seconds off, and it just wasn't their night.
Yep.
And they were still somewhat competitive in the first half, but you know, Penix, yeah, the injury history is there. And, you know, I was on Twitter throughout the whole draft. A lot of Atlanta people or Atlanta fans are not happy with the pick.
I don't know why, bro. You got two quarterbacks now, bro. A lot of teams can't even say that, bro. They got two quarterbacks. Right? They got a Pro Bowl quarterback in Kirk Cousins, throw for 4,000 yards every single year. You don't have that garbage. What was the name of the guy they had last year?
Desmond Ridder.
Bro, trash. Desmond Ridder sucked. Mariota sucked, right? Your quarterback room went from an F to an A in 1 year. So don't be mad at that pick. That was you sign a guy, right, and then you got his replacement. Your future quarterbacks are set for the next 10 years, bro.
And the Atlanta fans are funny to me, man, because when they signed Kirk Cousins, a lot of them were bitching and complaining. We have Kirk Cousins now, and now you draft a quarterback that's young, fast, rocket arm, and you're mad about that too. So I don't get it.
Yeah, shut your mouth, Atlanta fans. Like, what are you talking about, bro? You go from fucking the worst quarterback in the league to a guy that's a all-star, 4,000 yards every single year. You go from that, Desmond Ridder can't throw the ball 5 yards down the field, bro. Like,
yeah, you Atlanta fans should be thanking your general manager for drafting Penix, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, building the offensive line, building the defense.
Bro, we should take the Philadelphia 76ers slogan, trust the process, and give that shit to Atlanta, because they're money in the draft lately.
Yeah.
Right? You draft one generational tight end, generational running back, Pro Bowl wide receiver. Bro, like, they know what they're doing, bro. I'm telling you. Atlanta's going to be really good for a long time, so...
Pump the brakes. You guys are in good hands.
Bro, you guys almost won the division with no quarterback. Now you got quarterback, bro.
Two quarterbacks.
Fuck, bro. I give it an A for sure.
Yeah, me too.
A for sure, 100%. All right. We already talked about the 9th pick, Roma Dunzier. The 10th pick, Minnesota Vikings. Trade up and take J.J. McCarthy. They're probably scrambling a little bit because Michael Penix just got taken and... You know, Drake May was already taking Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. They needed a quarterback. I'm not a huge fan of J.J. McCarthy, but they needed a quarterback, so I'll give the pick a B.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I say like B-. You know, we hear the announcers talking about in today's NFL, people are pushing up for quarterbacks. They're kind of taking them too early, but...
It's a quarterback league.
It's a quarterback league. McCarthy's a champion. He's been coached well by Harbaugh. You know, does he have any strengths? No. Does he have any weaknesses? Maybe not. Not really a big guy, and he likes to run a lot. That's concerning, especially in that division. But it's obviously better than what they were going to trot out there, you know, on day one without him.
I think if you're going to reach, though, you reach for a quarterback. Because if you hit on a quarterback, your franchise is set for the next 10 years. It's a position that's... the most important by far in the NFL. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win anything. So if you're going to reach, quarterback is acceptable.
Yeah, I it'll be interesting to see if he's a good fit for this team, because when I think of McCarthy, I think of more a run-first offense, like a play-action offense. And this Minnesota offense is the McVay offense. It's the McDaniel offense. It's throw, like wide receiver – one is the offense. Justin Jefferson's the offense, and it's a throwing offense. So I don't know if it's the best fit, but we'll see.
But he's going into the best situation possible.
Yeah.
Best receiver in the NFL. Jordan Addison, Pro Bowl. TJ Hawkinson, Pro Bowl. Aaron Jones, Pro Bowl. Darius Shaw, left tackle, Pro Bowl. That is the best situation any quarterback could have dreamed of, like, to go to. So,
and we'll probably never know this, but I think they were thinking they were going to be able to get Penix there at number 10. I think Penix was their guy.
I think they tried. I don't know about that. I think they tried to trade up for Drake May, but the other teams weren't budging, because there was reports earlier in the week that the Minnesota Vikings really wanted Drake May. Josh McCown's there, coach him in high school. They love Drake May because he could sling the ball to all those weapons. So that made sense to me. I don't know if they would have took Penix there. That's debatable, but...
It makes sense, though, because you want the strong-arm quarterback for that offense, Matthew Stafford.
No, that's what we would have done. Like, fuck yeah, I would have took Michael Penix over J.J. McCarthy, especially in that offense. Bro, the guy was tailor-made for that offense. Like, he was in Washington, and all he did was shotgun offense, sling the ball. So, I mean...
They would have been nuts to take McCarthy over Penix. If that was what they were going
to
do.
But. Yeah, I don't really get the J.J. McCarthy hype. To me, he has no ceiling, really. He doesn't have like a Caleb Williams or Drake May. Like, I even think Jaden Daniels has a higher ceiling than J.J. McCarthy. But they needed a quarterback, so you can't really knock the pick, because the guy could be good, right?
Yeah.
This is just a speculating, right? We don't know if he's going to be good or not. So, never know. He might be... great. So He's going into a great situation. It's hard to fail with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Solid line, offensive line.
It's hard to fail in that situation, honestly. So yeah. I give it B.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm at about a B, and I think Brian Flores is still the defensive coordinator there, and they, you know, they're signing guys, Van Ginkle. So they're Minnesota's building something. Check back in about 2 years and see where they're at. You might be surprised. Yep.
All right, moving on to the New York Jets, our rivals.
Don't like
as Dolphins fans, this is the team we cannot stand. But I'll give credit where credit is due. They had a good pick, in my opinion. Fashanu, left tackle, Penn State.
Yeah.
I think it's a good pick. You take him, take Tyron Smith, bolster up the line for Aaron Rodgers so he doesn't get hit. I like the pick. I can't really knock it, honestly.
It's the only pick. It had to be an offensive lineman. Aaron Rodgers didn't survive one half behind this offensive line last year.
Nope.
And Zach Wilson never had a chance. He was always running for his life. At least, I said with Zach Wilson, he made it through the season, barely. So, to me, I'm not a believer in Robert Saleh, the head coach. He's a great defensive coordinator coming over from San Fran a couple years ago. But I just think the offense, you know, it's not the same. You brought in Nathaniel Hackett from Denver last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got ran out of town in Denver. You know, Denver's obviously not as good as we thought, but it's just not the same, man. I think they need to move on. I think Rodgers can get them to a playoff. I don't think they're making a playoff run. They might win one playoff game or a wild card game. But it for now, it's a good pick for what they have. But I see the Jets just blowing it up in about a year or two.
Let me guess the grade you would give them. B plus, A minus.
Yeah, I'm about a B plus.
B plus, A minus, same there. It's really the only pick. Their defense is elite if they stay healthy. Elite defense, which is concerning for the Dolphins because Tua doesn't do good with elite defenses. So, I mean, if their offense gets rolling, it's a playoff team. Aaron Rodgers is anything of what he was in Green Bay. It's a playoff team.
And people might say, oh, well, last year the Dolphins put up 30 on him at home. But understand.
New season.
Yeah, understand. New season. If Aaron Rodgers was healthy, that would not have happened.
That changes everything. Possession, ball, like it changes the whole game plan changes.
And the defense, they knew they checked out that second half of the year for the Jets. They knew they had no shot at winning almost every game they played on the road.
You got Zach Wilson in there. How are you going to win?
Yeah, no offense. So it'll be different this year with Aaron Rodgers, and they have to protect him.
Speaking of Zach Wilson, he is on the Denver Broncos, which is the team we are going to talk about now. They take Bo Nix. We didn't really like this pick. I think one of the worst picks in the first round. I'm not a huge Bo Nix guy. You're not a huge Bo Nix guy. But had a great year in college, though, so I'll give credit where credit is due. Broke the completion percentage record. 77% completion percentage.
It's impressive.
That's crazy. The guy's been in college for like 10 years, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been seeing this guy since like I was in high school. That's how long he's been in college.
Yeah.
I mean, over exaggerating there, but still, I mean, C+, I would give the pick because they needed a quarterback. You can't go into the season with Stidham and Zach Wilson because you're probably not going to win many games. So, I mean, this guy's played in college forever. I guess you could throw him out there. I heard Mel Kiper said he's similar to Drew Brees. Yeah, okay, buddy. I don't know what the fuck he's smoking, but I need some. Whatever that guy's smoking, I need, bro, because there's no way that guy's Drew Brees. But they did need a quarterback. Not a huge fan. So C+.
Yeah, I didn't get this pick. You know,
they need a quarterback, though.
They need a quarterback, but is Bo Nix the guy? Like,
you can't do that to your fan base. You can't go into the season with Zach Wilson. You can't do it.
Yeah, but Bo Nix? This is Bo Nix, man. This is the kid that was at Auburn. He said he's a diehard Auburn fan, grew up an Auburn fan. He gets ran out of town, runs over to Oregon on the other side of the country, and has a decent year. And I'm not trying to knock him.
No, he had a good year. He had a good year.
Yeah, he had a good year in a conference that plays no defense. The Pac-12 USC, Washington. These teams are, the Pac-12 is being obliterated. That was their last year as a conference. Nobody plays defense over there. So, yeah, he had a good statistical year, but that doesn't mean it's going to translate to the NFL. I think Denver had a lot of holes on this team. I would have liked them see, or I would have liked to see them bolster up the offensive line and maybe tank, you know, just throw in the towel and tank this year and try and get a quarterback next year. Because this, to me, Bo Nix, I don't get it.
How many touchdowns do you think he threw this year?
Well, I mean,
in Oregon, how many touchdowns do you think he threw?
Throwing, I would say in the 40s, like 42 maybe.
45.
Yeah.
How many interceptions do you think he threw?
Maybe like 5 to 7.
Three interceptions.
Yeah.
How many yards?
I'd say probably over 5,000
yards. 4,500 yards, 77% completion percentage with 45 touchdowns, 3 picks, 188 quarterback rating. Guy had a pretty good year last year.
Yeah. If it was in the SEC, he never did that in the SEC. If it was in the Big Ten, okay, but you're in the Pac-12. That's like the Pac-12, the Big 12, those numbers are so inflated because they don't play defense. They're running a no-huddle offense the whole game. It's like...
But you put him around a good team and he succeeded.
Yeah, that's true. But Denver's not a good team.
Well, let's see what he's working with, man. Let's check this Denver Broncos roster out. Javonte Williams, good running back. Cortland Sutton.
Playing number one when he's probably a number two.
Marvin Mims and Josh Reynolds. That's the receivers he's working with.
Not great.
Not good enough?
Nope.
Adam Trautman, tight end.
Good college player.
Oh, man. O-line's decent. Garrett Bowles. Ben Powers.
Yep.
Mike McGlinchey. That's all right. Decent, decent O-line. Decent. He's got decent O-line and... I mean, Marvin Mims had a good year last year for a rookie. Cortland Sutton, when he's healthy, is good. Had a good year last year, Cortland Sutton. Everybody thought Jerry Jeudy was going to break out, and you know, Cortland Sutton was the guy there last year.
Yep.
Oh, not it's okay. The weapons are okay. The running back, Javonte Williams, he's going to have a better year this year, second year coming off the ACL injury. He's going to have a better year. Samaje Perine, it's okay. Serviceable.
But the defense, man, they had an opportunity.
The defense is rough. I'm not going to lie.
They had an opportunity to go out and get a stud pass rusher, you know, a defensive end like a Dallas Turner. Or
I don't know any of these guys except for Pat Surtain on defense. They don't have Justin Simmons anymore.
Simmons is gone.
That defense is rough.
They need a defense, man. They, you know, I said offensive line because that's like the default answer, but they needed defense. They needed a pass rusher. They could have went with Dallas Turner.
But they did need a quarterback, too. They needed a quarterback, too.
Hey, if you think Bo Nix is the answer, I would have been happier with going with defense first. Get a generational talent in Dallas Turner, and then go get Joe Milton in, like, the third or the fourth round.
But you can't go into the season with Jared Stidham and Zach Wilson. You can't do it.
You got Joe Milton.
You're not going to win many games if you do.
You ain't going to win many games with Bo Nix.
Bro,
tell you
he
that.
Had a good year. Those stats, they didn't change your opinion a little bit?
Yeah, it does a little bit. Those are impressive stats. If it was the SEC, if he ever did that at Auburn, I would be like, wow, that's really impressive.
I'm changing my pick from a C-plus to a B-minus.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I give him a C.
Damn, you hate Bo Nix.
I don't hate him. I'm just... I need to see more.
All right. Let's move on from the Bo Nix. The Vegas Raiders take Brock Bowers, Georgia, best tight end prospect in the last 10 years. This guy's a stud.
Yep.
Brock Bowers is a stud. Can do everything. He's pancaking guys at Alabama. He's running guys over at Alabama. One-handed catches. Started as a true freshman on the national championship team at Georgia. This guy is an effing stud. All the quarterbacks were gone, so they couldn't take a quarterback.
Yep.
So they took the best guy on the board, which I cannot fault him. So I give him an A- for this pick.
Yeah, I give him an A, BPA, best player available. Sometimes that's what you have to do, even if you have a tight end that you drafted last year. Best player available, and it was Brock Bowers, so I like it.
So get this. Brock Bowers, according to PFF, had 689 receiving yards after contact during his career, the most ever by a tight end.
It's insane.
In college football history. So it's hard to bring this man down.
Yeah.
And he's bigger than we thought. He's 6'4", like 240. Guy's a stud. I know he's going to succeed in the NFL.
And he's fast, too. He can run. He can block. He can do everything.
Guy came out of nowhere as a walk-on and effing balled out at Georgia. So, I mean, I think they got a good pick, right? Now they got him. They got Michael Mayer. They got two tight ends, Davante Adams.
Yep.
Great weapons. So, quarterback going in there should be pretty comfortable.
Yeah, they're going to draft a running back probably tomorrow or, you know, day three. So, you know, you're putting the quarterback in a good situation, and, you know, it's going to be a defensive team as well with Antonio Pierce as the coach now. So
they have Alexander Mattison. So
okay.
Picked him up.
Yeah, that's so you got your running back.
With Jacoby Myers, Davante Adams, Brock Bowers, pretty good. And I can't really knock it.
Yeah, maybe you can get a quarterback. Get like Joe Milton or Spencer Rattler or somebody like that.
Yep. Yeah, Aiden O'Connell, whatever, he's mid. I mean, they brought in Gardner Minshew, so I like what the Raiders are doing. I like Antonio Pierce. I believe in the man, so I like the pick. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that pick.
It's a great pick.
All right, New Orleans Saints take tackle Talisse Funga with the 14th pick. Don't know much about this guy. He's huge, though. PFF loves him. Elite run blocker by PFF, 91 grade. New Orleans, they're kind of like in no man's situation. Like, they paid Derek Carr a horrible contract. He sucked last year. He's not going to get any better. Everybody on their team is, like, disintegrating, getting old. Michael Thomas, what the hell is going on with Michael Thomas? Alvin Kamara, you don't know if he's in jail one day or smoking weed the other day or getting suspended. You have no idea what's going on with Alvin Kamara. And Michael Thomas, I don't know. Derek Carr, I don't even know. Like, I mean, this team is full of question marks. Their defense is getting old. Yep. They re-signed an old Tyrann Mathieu. Cam Jordan's old. I don't even know where this team goes from here. I think after this year, when they don't win the division, they're going to blow this shit up for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess you get a tackle here. So
yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know much about this guy.
He's got an elite run blocking grade, though, if you believe in PFF.
Yeah. I think run blocking is always nice. That's something you can work with. Alvin Kamara is obviously a guy they want to feature the offense around. So why not bring in somebody that's an elite run blocker that's got some nastiness? And you know you've got that as one of your building blocks for the future once you blow it up. So
yep,
pretty solid.
I give the pick a B+.
Yeah, I give him like a B-.
I just think the team is in a horrible situation. It is about as bad a situation as you could be in.
Yeah.
So what's the upside with this team? There is no upside.
Yeah.
They couldn't even win the division with Desmond Ridder and Baker Mayfield on like a one-year contract. I mean, this shit is horrible. And now the Bucs arguably got better, and the Falcons definitely got better. So this situation is bad.
Yeah, they should just blow it up right now.
That's what I would blow it up.
Why wait another year? Why go through what, you know, at least the Broncos, they look like fools right now, but at least they
I'd rather be in their situation.
Yeah, they said, we're going to pay Russell Wilson his guaranteed money this year. We're going to eat the $40 million, get rid of him, and start over and draft a quarterback. And I think that's what the Saints should do. But
at least they're making moves. This team is just, they're not.
Yeah, they're just.
What are they doing? They're not doing anything.
They're just sitting there idling right now.
They didn't have any. Offseason sucked too. I don't know what the hell this team's doing.
Yeah.
You just hoping it's going to turn around when the division got better. And I don't know. They're screwed. They're going to be in full rebuild mode next year. 6-7 win team this year, so
maybe.
All right, number 15 overall pick, Indianapolis Colts take a defensive end from UCLA, Latu. Thoughts?
I think it's a good pick for the Colts. The offense, you know, is kind of I don't want to say completed and built, but Anthony Richardson last year just paid Michael Pittman. Jonathan Taylor is going to be healthy. Quentin Nelson's still there. Center's still there. So the offense is pretty stable, I would say. And Anthony Richardson looked promising last year. So, if they can keep him healthy, then you got to shift to the defense. The defense needs some work. Why not bring in an elite pass rusher from UCLA? And
number one defensive player taken.
Yeah.
So, and according to Pro Football Focus, this man has an elite pass rushing grade, 95. Best in the last 2 years of any defensive end in college football. So, they love him. They say he should have been a top 10 pick, but had a lot of injuries in his career. But, I mean, great pass rusher, so can't really knock it.
Yeah, this is a great pick for the Colts because, the pass rusher, we heard Nick Saban say it tonight. That's if he was building a defense, the first guy he's going to take is a pass rusher. And most people would think it's the corner. But if you could have the greatest corner in the world, if there's no pressure on the quarterback, it doesn't matter.
Yep. I'm giving the pick an A-.
Yeah, I give him an A. Great pick.
Moving on to the 16th pick, the Seattle Seahawks, which I think was probably the worst pick in the first round. Defensive lineman Byron Murphy II from Texas. The reason why I think it's the worst pick is because I don't think defensive tackles should be selected in the first round.
Yeah.
They don't impact the game that much unless you have Aaron Donald, but it's once in a generational player. This guy's not going to be Aaron Donald. I'm not a huge fan of the pick, honestly, so I'm going C-.
Yeah.
And they just brought in Leonard Williams, so I don't understand the pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I give him a C. I agree with everything you just said. I think Seattle needed to go line here. Offensive line, that's why Russell Wilson left Seattle. Not saying he went to a better situation, but with Pete Carroll, and Pete Carroll's gone now, the weakness was always the offensive line. So they, with a top 15, 16 pick, they could have brought in somebody that was going to be a staple, a building block for their offense in these next 10 years, and they went with a defensive tackle that's undersized, by the way, only 6 feet, 300 pounds. He's explosive. He's fast and quick, but, they already had some defensive tackles on the roster, so I don't really get it.
I would have went like D-end or something.
Yeah.
I mean, this team's kind of in a tough spot, too, because all the quarterbacks were gone. I mean, Geno and Sam Howell, you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Geno or Sam Howell. But they got good weapons on offense, and they got good skill on defense. It's like a weird position to be in. I mean, instead of the D-tackle, I would have took the best D-end available. They could have took Dallas Turner.
Yep.
So I probably would have went there instead of the D-tackle. You just signed a D-tackle. So I don't really understand the pick, but their D-line did suck last year, so I understand. But C-.
Yeah, I'm at like a C. I would have went offensive line, guard or tackle, maybe even center.
Yeah.
Or
their O-line sucked, like you were saying, sucked last year too, so probably should have went there. But that's why they get paid the big bucks to draft the players. But if this doesn't work out, someone's getting fired.
Yeah, and it might be Pete Carroll because I think I think he's making the picks now. I don't know if he's the GM, but he's in the front office. So.
Yep. Moving on to the 17th pick, Minnesota Vikings take Dallas Turner. They traded up from the Jaguars because they believed in this kid. I think this was a great pick.
Yeah.
They just lost Danielle Hunter, too.
Yep.
He went to the Houston Texans and needed to re-bolster that D-line, and they did. So I love the pick. A.
Yeah, I give him an A. This is a Brian Flores pick. His defense revolves around getting pressure on the quarterback, blitzing. Why not go with Dallas Turner, a freak athlete, strong, fast, explosive. This is what they need to go on the other side of Van Ginkle.
Yeah, the Minnesota's making all the right moves, right?
Yep.
We'll see if McCarthy pans out, but it's the right move to take a quarterback because they had no quarterback. And Sam Darnold, this sucks. They needed a quarterback.
Yep.
So they take a quarterback, they lose their DN, they take the best DN in the class. I can't knock it, honestly.
Yeah.
So
they know what they're doing.
They're doing all the right things, right? So as a fan, if I was a Vikings fan, I'd be like, shit, can't really ask for more than that in the draft, you know? I need a quarterback, need a DN to replace our Pro Bowl DN. So
yeah. And hopefully they don't make the mistake they made by letting go of Diggs and not paying him, and they pay Justin Jefferson. Whatever Justin Jefferson is asking for, you better give it to him, because those guys don't just come around. They got lucky that they drafted Jefferson where they did.
Unless they get crazy compensation for him, then yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to get like two or three first, then maybe. But, you know, Addison's a good number one receiver, but
he could be a number one. He's very good.
Yeah, but he's not Justin Jefferson.
No, nobody is, but still a good wide receiver.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Number 18th pick, Cincinnati Bengals take Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia. You know, a lot of people were saying this was a steal. If he would have waited and stayed in college one more year, it would have been a top five pick. This guy is massive. I mean, biggest lineman I've ever seen.
Yep.
You got to protect Joe Burrow. Got hurt last year. Need to protect your franchise and Joe Burrow. So I like the pick. I give him an A, especially if the guy was going to be a top five pick next year if he stayed. The only reason he fell was because he got injured.
Yep.
He needed like ankle surgery. So, I mean, this guy's a stud.
Yeah, it's an A pick for me as well. You got to protect the franchise and Joe Burrow. He's been hit more than anybody, and you know, since he got into the league. This is who I wanted my Dolphins to take. I wanted a big tackle, you know, that you could put him at guard, but he's a tackle.
Say he's going to start from day one right tackle. We got Orlando Brown at left tackle.
Yep.
So it's
a great pick. Cincinnati, they usually do pretty well in the draft, but for whatever reason, they can never get their offensive line to protect Burrow. I don't know why. They have good players on the line now.
Yep. I give it an A.
I'm with you. Yeah.
All right, moving on. 19th pick, Los Angeles Rams take defensive end from Florida State, Jared Verse. I think this was a great pick. They needed a D lineman to replace Aaron Donald. I think they nailed it with this pick, especially with Dallas Turner and the other DN from UCLA being taken. Had to get a pass rusher, so I like the pick. I give it an A, too.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's an A pick. This guy's explosive. He's fast. He's got all the moves. He's strong. It's an A+.
Yep. So I love the pick. Not much to say there. 20th pick, Pittsburgh Steelers take tackle Troy Fontenot. Probably said that wrong, from Washington. Michael Penix tackle. I guess it's a good pick because, you know, they just got two new quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Can never go wrong with a tackle. 88 pass blocking grade from PFF, so he's a good pass blocker.
Yeah, it's a great pick. I give the Steelers an A here because they need to protect their quarterbacks. He might slide over to guard. He's a little undersized for the NFL tackle. I think he's only like 6'3", but he's nasty. He's got a nastiness to him, and his hands have some power to him. So great pick for the Steelers. You know, they're bolstering their offensive line. I think they took a tackle from Georgia last year, and now they got Fontenot, or however you say his name. So
that's how the Steelers, they love being good in the trenches. So
yeah, you have to. In that division, you have to.
A-.
Yep.
Moving on to our Miami Dolphins. We take Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State. Fastest defensive end in the draft, ran a 4.4, 94 pass rushing grade from PFF.
Oh, yeah.
We had mixed feelings about this pick, but we kind of came around on it a little bit once we did a little bit more research. We needed a defensive end because Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, we don't know how long they're going to be out. Needed another defensive end. Shaq Barrett by himself is not going to do it. Need another guy, athletic guy. What's your thoughts on this pick?
I actually love the pick. The measurables, that when we talk about the measurables, you know, they're saying this guy has the same measurables as Micah Parsons, as Myles Garrett.
Let's slow the roll a little bit.
That's what they're saying.
He ain't going to be that good.
You never know. He could be.
You never know, but If I'm a betting man, he's probably not going to be that good.
Yeah, probably not Micah Parsons good or Myles Garrett good, but he has the measurables. Not as big as Myles Garrett. I think he's like 6'2", 6'3". I think he's about 6'3", 255, which is a very good size. But the thing that pops with him is his speed. You know, 4.4 speed, and he's quick. He just runs around, tackles, and blows your whole play up. So
The main issue people were having with Chop Robinson is that his measurables are undeniable. His talent is undeniable, but the production is not there for somebody that talented.
Yep.
For somebody to run a 4.4 and literally blow by tackles like all the time and to only have 4 sacks is weird. So that's where the controversy with this pick comes in, because he should have produced a lot more than what he did.
Right.
So that's where the concerns come in. PFF had him ranked 40th on their board, so they see it as a little bit of a reach, but they acknowledge that the potential is undeniable because he's got the best measurables you could possibly ask for in like a defensive end. So could be a little bit of a reach. You know, sometimes you got to gamble if you see a huge talent that could pay off. Especially if that's a position that the Dolphins did need. So I'm going with a B with this pick, with the selection.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B plus. I think I am I don't want to say a firm believer, but I do believe in best player available. Was he the best player available? No.
Probably not, no.
No, he wasn't. But at the same time, you need pass rushers. That's one of the most important positions in football. So, you know, we signed Shaq Barrett. He's old on the other side of 30. Chubb's out. Phillips is out. We need something. And Van Ginkle's gone. So this was the right pick. I think there was a big drop-off after him. If we wouldn't have got him, there was really almost nothing there on that same caliber of a player. So I like the pick.
Yep. Hopefully. It's a good pick.
Keeping speed.
Keeping the fingers crossed.
We got that South Florida speed.
All right, moving on. Philadelphia Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo. 6'1 corner, ran a 4.3. Impressive. Great measurables. Had the best senior day, right?
Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl. The Eagles do need a cornerback, because James Bradbury is awful and Darius Slay is getting on the older side. So they did need a cornerback. So I give this pick an A.
Yeah, it's an A for the Eagles. I was a little surprised that he went ahead of the two Alabama corners. But
Philadelphia did need a corner, 28th ranked corner. Or yeah. 28th ranked secondary in the NFL last year.
Yeah, and that Senior Bowl, man, up in Mobile, Alabama, it's huge because, you know, a lot of people don't realize when you go to the Senior Bowl, you're basically getting free exposure to NFL GMs, coaches, scouting department. And the whole week is set up for you to practice against the other players. And then you have interviews with the scouting department and the coaches. And a lot of people, they were saying on ESPN on the broadcast that this guy knocked it out of the park with his interviews. You know, he's straight, not going to mess up on the field, off the field, and the measurables, like you said, were there.
They said he's the perfect cornerback for Vic Fangio's defense. As a Dolphins fan, we went through the horrors of Vic Fangio last year.
Good
Absolute
riddance.
Garbage.
Good riddance.
Absolute trash. But, I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles defense was hot garbage last year, so it probably can't be much worse bringing in Fangio. But he does like those big corners, Fangio.
Zone, yep.
So, number one corner in PFF's grade, too. So, they love him. So, yeah, I give A. What do you give it?
Yeah, it's an A. It's an A for the Eagles. That's what they needed, so.
Eagles are making moves this offseason. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say I've watched him and, you know, watched any of his games at Toledo, but, you know, when you turn on the film, he pops, he flashes. So, good pick.
Yep. 23rd overall selection, Jacksonville Jaguars trade up and take wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. This guy is a freak athlete. They needed a wide receiver because they lost Calvin Ridley. So I think this was a good pick. I give it an A minus.
Yeah, me too. I give it an A. I mean, when we were watching the film, this guy looks like Randy Moss on the film. And that's obviously a little bit of a stretch, but he's like that kind of a freak athlete. 6'3", 6'4", 4'3 speed, can run all the routes, the footwork. He's a basketball player. You know, they're throwing jump balls to him in the end zone.
So he had like great, like deep playability, right? So I want you to guess the deep receiving grade that PFF gave this man last year.
Deep, like A, B, C, D?
Like grade from, or? You know how they do it from 0 to 100?
100. He was probably in the high 90s, like 97 maybe?
99.9!
Oh, my God.
Deep threat. Holy shit, bro.
That's insane.
99.9.
That's how you know
that's
why.
That's a perfect deep threat. So.
That's how you know why Jaden Daniels won the Heisman.
Oh, shit, man.
And that, man, that's exactly what Trevor Lawrence needed. Because, hey, Trevor Lawrence, he likes the big receivers. He likes to just throw it somewhere around there. Fuck it. He's down there somewhere. And just launch it down the field. So I think this was a home run for Jacksonville.
Best vertical deep threat in the draft, according to PFF.
Yeah, and his vertical jumping ability, I think his vertical is like 42 inches, runs a 4.3, 6'3". I mean,
I'm changing my grade from A minus to A. This man led the league in touchdowns, receiving touchdowns last year in college football.
Yeah.
So. This guy might be better than Malik Nabers. Like,
yeah,
bro, I saw this guy's tape. I'm like, what the hell am I looking at, bro?
Yeah, he does everything that Malik Nabers can do, and he's bigger. He's taller. So,
and he ran a 4.3.
Yeah. Faster. So
now we know why Jaden Daniels won the Heisman.
Yeah. So. I could have won no, I won't say that, but I could have threw some touchdowns with that team.
I give the pick an A. For sure.
Yeah, it's an A.
Because you can't go into with Gabe Davis and Christian Kirk as your number ones. Can't do it. Those are number twos and threes.
Yeah, this guy's a number one.
This guy is a number one. Might be the best receiver in the draft, honestly. Yeah. This guy's an absolute stud. But let's move on. 24th pick, Detroit Lions select cornerback Teron Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. Give me your thoughts on this one.
This is a Man Campbell pick. You know,
Man Campbell, I like that. Man Campbell.
That's what we called him and back when he was the Dolphins coach. If you guys remember, you Dolphin historians, you know, the Joe Philbin, softest coach we ever had, got ran out of town. All we wanted was a competitive team. Dan Campbell comes in, calls the team soft, bunch of pussies, and we start winning games. So I think this pick here was a Dan Campbell pick. You know, you need, what do they need? They need corners. They have no corners. They were better last year, but they're still, in my opinion, like below average to, you know, compared to NFL standards. So you bring in a solid guy. He's not big, you know, 5'11", 6 foot, under 200 pounds, but he's really physical, always in the right spot, got coached by Nick Saban. So I love the pick. I think it's an A.
He led all SEC cornerbacks in interceptions and pass breakups last year and had the best run defensive tackling grade.
Yeah.
From a corner. So this guy is NFL ready right now.
Yeah, he's tough, man.
And the Detroit Lions, they have no corners. So this guy's going to start from, this is a day one start.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he's going to start from day one. This is an excellent pick from Dan Campbell. Tough kid. The kid's tough.
Yeah.
We've seen the kid making tackles in the run game.
8-9 tackles in a game. Like, come on, from your corner?
Yeah, like you were saying, Man Campbell pick, this excellent pick.
He doesn't miss. What bad pick has Dan Campbell made?
Yeah.
He hasn't had one.
Drafted Jahmyr Gibbs last year is a pretty good pick.
Yeah. Jameson Williams. Aiden Hutchinson.
Great picks. This guy's going to be
stud.
I feel like this is the safest corner in the draft. Like, I believe Quinyon Mitchell, the Toledo corner, probably has more upside because he's got better measurables.
Yep.
But this guy is a safer pick. Yeah. You know you're going to get a solid, tough corner with this guy.
Absolutely.
I like to pick A.
And he's a Florida guy. Florida guys are just different.
A.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers take tackle Jordan Morgan from Arizona. I thought this was like a mid pick. Not a huge fan of the pick. Returned from an ACL tear the year before. It's an okay pick. I give it a B minus.
Yeah, I'm with you at a B minus, maybe a C plus. I'm not going to lie. I don't know anything about Jordan Morgan. I understand the pick, though, because the Packers line has been banged up. You have Jordan Love, a young quarterback that you need to protect him. And
yep.
Bakhtiari hurt every single year. Elgton Jenkins, Pro Bowler, hurt every single year. So you got to fortify the offensive line. So I understand the pick. But, you know, you had other guys there like a Cooper DeJean and stuff like that. But you got to protect Jordan Love. So I'll give him a B minus.
All right. Tampa Bay Bucks take center Graham Barton from Duke. Thoughts on this one?
I think it's a good pick for the Bucks. They're in the same exact situation that I just said about the Packers. Line's always banged up.
Excuse me, I said center. He's a tackle.
Yeah. He can play. He played tackle at Duke, but he played center as well. Like, this is a guy that you can plug and play pretty much anywhere. So yep. It's a great pick. You just paid Baker Mayfield $40 million. You got to protect him. And this guy, you know, you can put him wherever you want on the line, and he's going to do that. So, solid, solid
89 pick. 89 overall PFF grade in the last 2 years. So
B+.
Solid pick. Moving on, Arizona Cardinals with the 27th pick took Darius Robinson from Missouri. People are saying this is the worst selection of the first round. Below average. Had an 82 overall PFF grade. Everybody said they reached on this guy, could have got him in the mid-second.
Yep.
Not a huge fan of this pick. I understand the defensive end need, right? Because the Cardinals, their D-line sucks.
Yep.
Putting it mildly, they suck. So I understand the pick, but I think they reached on this one.
Yeah, and I understand why they did it. You know, the measurables are there for this guy. I actually had him on my list for the Dolphins in the, you know, at the 55 mark. Didn't think he was going to make it there. He went in the first round, but 6'5", 290 pounds, can play on the outside, can play on the inside. He's kind of like a hybrid DN, D tackle, maybe put him in the 3-4. I think the Cardinals, they have a lot of holes. This guy, he probably wants to fortify the D-line and be competitive in the trenches, which is obviously necessary in his division with the 49ers and those guys. So I understand the pick, but yeah, he might have reached on a defensive lineman a little bit too early.
I'm giving that a C.
Yeah, I'd say a C, C plus maybe.
Moving on to the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, trade up. Trade up with Buffalo.
Buffalo fumbled.
And take the fastest man in the draft, Xavier Worthy, 4.240. I think he's a good pick, especially when Rashee Rice is probably going to be in jail pretty soon. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Not much to say here. I think it's a good pick, B. Take the fastest man in the draft. Why not?
Yeah, I think it's like an A- for the Chiefs. You know, Rashee Rice gone, Marquise Brown coming in, who, you know, can be a number one receiver. And then you draft a guy like Worthy that's the fastest 40 time ever in the combine. Now you've went from, you won the Super Bowl last year with mediocre receivers at best. Now you have the chance to be like above average.
He is small.
Yeah.
170 pounds. And he PFF grades him in the high 70s. So he's not. It's a little bit of a risk taking this guy. He's fast, but okay, can he run routes? He's skinny. So
he's playing with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
But they've had fast guys that didn't really pan out. You know, Valdez Scantling, Tony.
Yeah, that's true. And they did lose your boy, L'Jarius Sneed. So
And Rashee Rice is not going to play next year, so
Yeah, and but they brought in Marquise Brown. I thought maybe they could have filled a void here, maybe with like a Kool-Aid McKinstry, the other corner from Alabama, and shored up the secondary now that L'Jarius Sneed is gone. Hmm. But they decided to go with the speed, and Andy Reid knows exactly what he's doing. So
I'll go B.
Yeah, give him a B.
Moving on, Dallas Cowboys, 29th pick, take tackle Tyler Gutton from Oklahoma. What are your thoughts on this one? Jerry Jones never misses on tackles.
Yeah, solid pick. I'll give him an A. They needed other pieces. I think they need to beef up their defensive line as well. They're fast, but they're not big. But, you know, Tyron Smith is on the Jets now. They had a hole to fill, and Jerry Jones filled it. So I'll give him an A. I think Guyton's like 6 foot eight, 330 pounds or something like that. So
355.
Yeah.
PFF does not like this guy, though. They say he's not the greatest pass blocker. So a little bit of a project here.
Yeah, they'll put him at guard. He'll maul people.
All right, Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens never miss.
Nope.
Take cornerback Nate Wiggins. Great prospect, great corner. 90 overall PFF grade. So this guy... pair him up with Marlon Humphreys and Kyle Hamilton. This guy can start from day one at the other corner. Like the pick. Got to go A.
Yeah, another A-plus pick for the Ravens. Speed, speed, speed. I think he runs like a 4.2 or a 4.3. All hard, doesn't give up on plays. They showed the highlight of him running a guy down from 60 yards and poking the ball out in the end zone. Just another a Raven guy. This is... typical Baltimore Ravens. They've done it again.
Yeah, they don't miss the Baltimore Ravens. They don't miss. Two more picks to round out the draft in the first round. The San Francisco 49ers take wide receiver Ricky Pearsall from Florida. At first, this was a head scratcher for me. I was like, who the F is this guy?
Yep.
And then we saw his measurables, saw his tape. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like this guy, for a white guy, this guy is top notch. We don't know what's going to happen with Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. We don't even know if they want to be there. They probably don't want to be there. Ayuk, I know he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
So I think this was a good pick. Was it the best pick they could have made? I don't think so. But this guy is an athletic freak.
Yeah.
So I would give this pick a B.
Yeah, I say a B minus. You guys got to see the one-handed catch this guy made for Florida last year. One of the best catches I've ever seen. It's like an Odell catch in warm-ups, but he did it in a game over three people. But, you know, this is a need the 49ers have. They're solid on both lines. Linebackers are there. Secondary's there. They still got McCaffrey. Now there's a hole at receiver with Ayuk being gone. So this is what they needed, and who knows? He might be better than Ayuk.
Mm-hmm. Has only dropped 5 passes in his entire career, which is the lowest in that span from 2020. So this guy doesn't drop the ball. And he made an amazing-ass catch. You see that one-handed catch he made? That Odell? Oof. So... I like this kid. I think this kid can be an elite slot receiver in the NFL. I like him.
Yeah, I like it too.
So I give him a B. Last pick of the first round, Carolina Panthers. Wide receiver Xavier Leggett. You really like this guy, so you talk about it.
I think it's an A-plus pick.
You like this guy that much, huh?
Yeah, he's a freak athlete. I think he's like 6'2", 220 pounds, solid rock. 4.3 speed, physical, tough. Just what Bryce Young needed, a number one receiver that he can rely on. Maybe Thielen will still be the number one, but this guy is eventually going to be the number one. And they just needed weapons, man. Carolina really didn't give Bryce Young much to work with last year. So now he has something to work with, and that's going to be a chemistry for the future because they're both young and up and coming. So I think it's an A-plus pick.
All right. Let's round out this pod with our biggest winners and losers
Okay.
of first round. Besides Caleb Williams, right? Let's throw Caleb out of there. Everybody knows it was a great pick.
Yeah. Right,
Bears had to do it. My winner of this draft, Los Angeles Chargers, Joe Alt. Protect
like it.
Justin Herbert with generational tackle. I love what the Chargers are doing. That's one of my winners. So what is one of your winners in the first round?
Man, I'm going to go contrarian according to Twitter. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons, man. Michael Penix at number 8. He's going to learn from Kirk Cousins for at least 2 or 3 years.
Great pick.
And then he's ready to roll with the young guns. Let's go.
Yep. Biggest loser of the first round.
Man, I don't want
to. I know what you're going to say.
I know you do. And I don't want to sound like a hater, man, but.
You're a hater.
I think the Denver Broncos reached here on Bo Nix.
Well, you don't agree with Mel Kiper that this guy's going to be Drew Brees?
Drew Brees, no. They said Tua was the left-handed Drew Brees, and that's – I'm a Tua guy, but I ain't going that far. I just don't see it, man. And I'm not hating on Bo Nix. You know, I think he's a good player, but do I think he's a top 12 pick in the NFL draft? No. And that one season was – the numbers are impressive, but I think he's reached his ceiling. There's not much there at the next level. He was a great college player because he got to play for 7 years. But to me, it's just, I don't see it. There was too many holes on that team to go with Bo Nix.
Yeah. I think my loser is going to be the Seattle Seahawks. I don't agree with that D-tackle pick after you just signed a D-tackle. I don't understand the pick at all. I think they could have went many other directions. O-line, big need. Defensive end, big need. And I would take a D-end over a D-tackle. They impact the game more. So I'm not a huge fan of that. So Seattle's my loser. Your loser is the Bo Nix, Denver Broncos. Let's give one more winner before we wrap it up. Give me another winner.
Another winner? I'm gonna go with Carolina, man. I think Carolina got them a number
one
receiver.
You really like that guy, Leggett.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys right now, take him in fantasy next year on your fantasy football teams. He's gonna be a number one, and you'll be able to get him late in the draft. You know, Carolina got, and Bryce Young in particular, got a lot of slander this year for underperforming, but you know they didn't really put him in a place to succeed. I think now he has the chance to do that with another receiver. So I think Carolina made out pretty well.
I'm going to say the Cardinals were a winner for me. They didn't overthink the pick. They didn't trade back. They stuck with their guns. They took the best prospect on the board. Thank you.
Yep.
Right?
Best player available.
Best player available. Right? They didn't panic. Took the generational wide receiver. Guy's not going to bust. Automatic. I mean, at worst, he's a multiple Pro Bowler in his career.
Yeah.
So.
No, he ain't busting, man. Peyton Manning's going to be at practice. Marvin Harrison's going to be at practice.
His dad. You know the genes, they run, yeah. Run deep. So.
And he got lucky. He's 6'3". He's not like his dad, 5'11". Yep. So it's all there.
Righty. Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap it up?
No, that's it. We covered it.
All right, guys. That is our podcast for today. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram at the Joe and Joey Show. We're on Fuego on YouTube. 1.4 million views. Clap that up. 1.4 million. So we're doing good on the tube. TikTok, we could do a little bit better. We never know because Joe Biden and the crazy politicians might ban it. So we don't know where TikTok's going to go.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't ban it.
YouTube and Instagram are here to stay. So make sure you follow us at the Joe and Joey Show. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Take care, guys. Like a beeb on his front. Yeah, they tried but couldn't stop us. Watch us, yeah, we rockin'. Hot as Puerto Rico, we the wave. Go on and place your bets. Check the over-under, we the fade. Yeah. It's no debate, we the greatest, but we debating your favorites greater. Raising points of discussion, then we push it. Feeling like Michael Jordan with the Bulls. Feeling like I'm about to rage. KG with the Timberwolves. I'm getting pulled in all kinds of directions. To the game, yeah, you know that's the best one. So just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show. Joe and Joey on the ride.
just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show. Joe and Joey on a ride.